All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Friday. F yeah. The weather sucks. What a better opportunity for you to just tune in for 3 hours, lock in, I guess loaded, and bring us your best. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We're all here in studio, ready to give you our takes on what happened last night, because it was a battle to the end. Oh, that was the spelling bee. The Warriors and Cavs played game one. And for all of you that are fans of the Local 9, you hope that the H on the star that is bright shines bright tonight deep in the heart of Texas as the battle for the boot continues with the Stros a full 12 games up on the Texas Rangers. But quite a pitching matchup tonight as Dallas Keuchel and Yu Darvish take the hill for game one of the weekend series for the battle for the right to say that I think it's already over, but that you own Texas.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
How's it going?
All
took
good,
you a while.
For
you to say, hey, what's up?
Well, he was talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, stop.
I'm not rude
you
like
interrupt
you.
Him all the time.
Yeah, he does. Stop it. The opportunity's the always there.
Huh?
You always interrupt.
Oh, shut up. Don't you start with me. It's Friday. I saw something weird.
Okay.
On the way in. Can we discuss this for a minute?
Sure.
What we do.
I saw a homeless man with a sign, and I don't know what the sign said because I was going the other way. But the first thing was he was a homeless man in a walking boot. Just the one boot. And that's all right. That's not that weird. Homeless people get hospital care as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had on headphones, like Beats headphones, that he was obviously listening to music from his cell phone on because
cordless.
There was no wire. So he was either, his ears were cold, and that's what he found. Or he was just jamming, just picking up some cash.
You do realize, I don't know.
Where are we at on homeless dudes with cell phones and headphones?
Well, I was going to say, you do realize that is a racket upon all rackets.
I know it's lucrative. I'm just saying, who's giving their money to a dude with some nice-ass headphones? I'm not. Like, he probably has nicer headphones than you and me. And we do radio for a living.
Yeah.
Where the headphones matter.
No, I got really nice ones. I just don't ever bring them here.
Oh, you don't? You don't want to get them stolen?
Or messed up.
Okay. I don't blame you.
Well, I would say this. Like the other day, right there where Nick and I get on the feeder to the highway, dude pulls out the window washer. And before you can even wave him off, he starts scrubbing
he
on your windshield. Yeah, so I
got
to give him something. Cause
he
at
got
least
me
he,
the other day?
Yeah, I told him to stop. He started, you know, wiping my windshield
right.
Anyway, and I tipped him.
Same thing I did.
You're a sucker.
No, but if you're going to put the work in, my window was pretty crappy. It was bird crap.
So if I just come by and mow your yard for no reason, you're going to pay me?
No, that's on you.
Well, is cleaning the window.
No, I'm going to wait for you to finish, then I'm going to call you for trespassing.
No, like, so is cleaning the window. Just because he starts, I didn't ask you, I didn't say, hey, excuse me, sir, I would like to exchange some nice American dollars for a clean window. If you just walk up and start cleaning something, you're pretty much volunteering to clean it for free. I'm not paying you.
Nick, are you talking about the guy that looked like Kevin Hart, only you could blindfold him with string because his eyes were all puffy and you couldn't tell if there was anybody?
He's right there. I'm 59 and Chimney Rock.
Yep.
Right
Kevin
there.
Hart is homeless?
He looked like Kevin Hart, but on something. You could blindfold him with string. His eyes were all puffed out, but he looked like Kevin Hart. But he literally pressed his nose up against your side window because he wanted to make sure someone was in the car because he couldn't see.
Oh, hell no.
But he did the windshield, so I was with you. I tipped him, too.
So you got a blind dude cleaning your window. How does he even know if it's clean?
Because we tell him. You missed
it.
It
really wasn't. Honestly, when do they really do a good job? I mean,
they don't. They use dirty ass water.
They don't really do a good job. I just tipped them.
A dirty ass cleaner
for the
thing,
effort.
Squeegee, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I don't mind giving. I gave a homeless guy my socks once, let's be real, for a dollar. But he needed socks, and I needed a dollar. So, but I don't mind giving dudes like money. I think I told the story about the time I was coming home from a gig. There was a homeless man sleeping out front. I got him some, you know, food and stuff like that. I don't mind doing that, but I don't want to be forced into it by some dude cleaning my windshield. So and I'm certainly not giving money to a guy with some nice ass headphones
or nice shoes.
Yeah, that's the other one. If you got on Jordans and you're panhandling, or you got a square for your phone, it's like, hey, dude, I don't have no cash. That's okay. I got a square. It's like, you have a cell phone and a square. I've seen homeless people that can take credit cards. No,
I'm with you there. And you know, I do the same way. I always get food for people rather than give them money, because money, you don't know what they're going to use it for. They could use it for drugs. They could use it for beer. They could use it for whatever. And living in Midtown,
whores.
God, there's a ton.
They could use it for whores, which I would approve.
I've done that before. A guy approached me.
Use money on whores?
Not the whores part.
Oh.
But the gas station, a guy approaches me at the gas station while I'm pumping gas. I don't have cash, so I went and gotten food. But it's even worse if the guy that's forcing himself on your windshield like that, if you don't have any cash, then it's even more of an awkward, because you don't have anything to tip him. Like, all I had is...
Why would you think it's awkward, though? I don't get that. It's not awkward.
Because he's going to look at you, know, when he's done, like, wiping up your windshield, he's going to look at you like, you know.
I've told you guys this
story. Look what I just did for your car.
No, I don't care. You're bad.
I told you the story before, though, because I'm with Nick. I feel guilty if the guy does, you know, like cleans your windshield or whatever, and you don't have anything, or you don't give him anything.
You guys are suckers.
Because down in Midtown, I've told you this, the Randall's parking lot, there's always two or three guys. And one guy just pulls up a milk carton, sits it right outside the front door, uses the same opening line to everybody. Hey, boss man. You spare a little change, boss man? So before you, and I've told you also the one where before they can ask you, you ask them. It stifles them every time.
Yeah. Well, do you clean his windshield, though, before he cleans yours?
No, like, this is a guy just sitting outside the grocery store asking for money.
Mm.
So before he can ask you, you go, hey, man, I'm hurting a little bit today. You got a couple of bucks for some coffee?
I just don't understand where these dudes have the extra spending money to get headphones. That baffled me.
Well, until the mayor made this new deal, they had condominiums built under every overpass in downtown.
He had the raggediest looking sign. Like, if I'm going to invest in anything, everyone knows as an entrepreneur, you invest in your marketing first. Because you can't make money without advertising. And if you're homeless, the sign is your advertising. Why are you worried about what's going on at the office listening to music before you are getting a good sign? Because his sign was raggedy. It was an old box, and it was torn up, and you could tell.
That's what they're supposed to look like.
Not with headphones on? No. If you have headphone money, you have laminated sign money. Like, you need to go down to Sign Co. and get you a nice sign. That's ridiculous. I don't know. I'm not paying no dude to do my windshield.
Where are you on the fact that, I'm not going to lie, I just need a beer sign?
I'll give you money. Okay, I'll give him $5.
That's creative and funny, and they give him money, and some people are just grossly offended.
Yeah, like yeah, the dudes are like, hey, man, I ran out of gas and I need $2. Nah, you can go to hell.
I told you I fell for you that can, one. You, once.
Yeah, see? No. I just need to get some food for my kids. Well, come on, I'll buy you some food. No, I just want the money. Nah, you can go to hell.
Yeah, that's I'll happened go to buy me at you gas food. Stations all the time.
Yeah, no, nah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I know people think I'm a dick for that, but
I'm not just for that.
I'm not. That's true. That's definitely true.
No, but they'll ask for gas, and I'm like, look, I don't got cash. Or they ask for cash, and I'm like, I'll give you $5 of gas on my credit card, and they won't take it. I'm like, all right, then buy.
Yeah, because they just want either crack money or home money or beer money.
Yeah, the one I got, the guy came up.
I'm not paying for any of those.
When I lived in Midtown, came up to my fence on the side, and I was in the trunk of my car, and made up this whole story about he was sleeping on his gym bag at the bus stop, getting ready to go back to Louisiana. When he woke up, the gym bag was gone. It had all his money, and he just needed $13 for the bus ticket back, and if I gave him my return address, he'd mail it back. I gave him the $13. I never got the money back.
Of course you did. He never left the city.
Probably right. But you know what? I thought I was doing a good thing. But guess, you know.
See? No. You got to stop letting them people wash your windshield. They're forcing you into it.
So we've got that first on the table. We've got plenty more to get to above and beyond the NBA Finals, the Spelling Bee, Texans cuts, lots of things, Astros and Rangers. You guys tell us. Nick, I believe that's Fort Worth Jay. We'll get to both of you guys in just a minute. But if you guys want to reach the show like they did, HRNP listener line is open, where you can call or you can text 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are The Usual Suspects. And, of course, this is 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects on a FYF Friday, because I said so.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
In the big city.
Do you, boo-boo?
Finally stopped raining. I don't know about you, Nick. I hit a... Boy, the rain makes... That's the weirdest thing. Traffic in Houston just sucks, period. No one knows the left lane's the fast lane. I've never seen anything like 59 in my life where there's no accidents, nothing to cause any kind of congestion, yet it's a gridlock after 4 p.m. every day till 7. And if any kind of weather happens, you should just pull over and get and read a book. Because people are either going to drive like idiots or it ain't going anywhere. It's at a standstill.
I ran into some like really heavy rain, and then all of a sudden I was like in the sun again. But not much. Traffic slowed down in the rain parts, but for the most part it wasn't that bad.
Several people are saying that you guys should be turning on your windshield wipers and the wiper fluid.
I did that once in front of my friends, and he killed me for it.
You should be doing it every time.
I don't want to do that to the
dude. He was like, dude, that was so wrong.
I'll be honest with you. The dude did a good job on my windshield. I had a bunch of crap from some of the remotes we were driving to and everything like that, and he got most all of it off, so I was happy giving him a couple bucks.
Somebody said, you're still doing a good deed, so whatever they do with the money is on them. No. No, that's not. No.
That's true.
No.
It is true.
No.
That's a good text.
You know. No, it's not. Well, that's a sports text. We'll get to that in a second. My rule is if they're fully clothed, they aren't real. Like both shoes and pants and shorts and stuff like that. That's a good rule. You got to be missing at least one shoe to be.
You guys won't only help like the real homeless people.
I'm gonna tell you this because we don't own it anymore. So the townhouse we sold was across the street from. I guess some people call it a dewdrop in, or they have different names for a halfway house, whatever. But it was like I forget what it was, but it was like 99 different cots or beds, or and some there were some small rooms you could rent. So guys that are just getting out of a tough situation or on their way back, they can get a pretty cheap place to stay for, and it's all air conditioned and whatever, and so we got to know some of the people pretty well. And some of the guys like would want to play with the dog and they talk sports and stuff like that. But so we used to give them food all the time and take care of the guys that we knew. Cause they even kept an eye on the house. Like they would text us and go, hey, you left your garage door open or something like that. So there were some really good people in
and
there.
And someone took a weed eater.
No.
I don't know who it was.
No, they actually prevented us from getting stuff stolen.
But I got some new headphones.
But ironically, right, I would also bring the giveaway t-shirts home, things like that. Take care of these guys. Well, they started getting so uppity that sometimes the dude would be like, you got a different color? Or, hey, and Lisa would go, wait till she got in the house and go, are you kidding me? You just offered this guy like a $50 jacket that you didn't want or whatever. And he said, do you have it in a different color? I'm like, yeah. And they got, it got to the point where if we ordered pizza and there was more than half the pizza left, we'd go down and say, see one of them out, say, hey, man, you want this? We're going, oh, yeah, I love it. The one guy started going, got any different toppings? I'm not big on pepperoni. I'd really like, and I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, that wouldn't be me
at that point. I was like, hell, I'm trying to, no. I tried to give one guy, it was really cold outside. I tried to give him like a winter jacket that didn't fit.
Mm.
What if he was a healthy dude like you? Like you always eat, like yogurt. He didn't want to eat his pepperoni. He just wanted to eat, healthy.
Dude, this dude was, we knew.
Would you respect?
You can't be homeless and picky.
What if he's just trying to eat healthy?
You can't.
Nick, it's cold outside. My man is wearing just a long sleeve shirt. I tried to give him a winter jacket in his size, and he said no because he didn't like the color.
Yeah, that part.
Freeze your ass then.
El Jefe said that dude I saw was probably a hipster and not a hobo. That's why he had on headphones. That's a good call. Somebody did text, and this is very nice. They said, I keep water and a case of water and some toothbrushes in my car that he gives out to the homeless, which is very
That's
nice.
Cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, a lot of people saying check the shoes, always turn your wipers on. Yeah, jeez. See?
My buddy goes in, and I don't know if they still sell them, but remember back in the day, the McDonald's gift certificate booklets you could buy, like for trick-or-treaters and things like that, they were, you could buy like a booklet of like for a Happy Meal or good for...
Right, like the Gold Seat yeah. coupon book.
So he had those in the compartment between his seats in his car, and any homeless person he'd see, instead of giving them money, he'd give them that, because then he knew he was giving them food that they would have to use only for that, and that he wasn't giving them money that he could be contributing to the delinquency of someone buying drugs or booze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think homeless people would be pissed off if you gave them a coupon?
There's a McDonald's like three blocks down. If they're pissed off, then guess what? Then go back to dumpster diving.
You've given a homeless guy a coupon before, haven't you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you were trying to admit that.
No. I'm just saying that would, if I'm homeless and you gave me a coupon.
I'll tell you the other one.
He has a right to be upset.
I think I'd be mad.
The other one that ticked me off too, those same guys, because you know, I got tickets for all the other events when, especially if they didn't sell out, they'd ask the employees because they want to make sure it looks like a full house. These dudes were wrestling fans. I got them tickets to the wrestling thing. Those things aren't cheap.
Yeah.
And they were lower level. They came back and said, yeah, we would have liked to have sat closer, but it was good. I was like, that's it. I'm done.
Reese McGraw on Twitter said, I saw a guy once that said, I bet you can't hit me with a quarter. That was a sign. That's pretty smart, right?
For sure.
I would try.
More than once.
Richard Stite said, we got a dude in Beaumont who kicks it on an iPhone 6 playing Candy Crush with a sign that says, hungry, please help. Hell no. Hell no. Eat some of that candy and Candy Crush.
Well, homeless people can't have iPhones?
No.
Why not?
Because they also, because the phone comes with a bill every month.
They're homeless.
But the phone comes with a bill every month.
Yeah. How you download?
How you know it's not prepaid and it gets cut off all the time?
Well, you still got to pay prepaid. Well, you still got to spend money on an iPhone. Look, if you're homeless, you need to prioritize. Headphones and iPhones are at the bottom of the list.
What if he came across a free iPhone?
You need to focus on
iPhone.
Food and shoes and whores. That's the... You got to... Listen, if you're homeless, you still need sex. Everyone's supposed to have sex at least once. So I'm all for that. I don't want you buying money or buying crack with my money. If you paid for sex, I wouldn't mind. That's all right.
Good luck finding it in Midtown.
Yeah, right?
Jeez. Better luck hanging out outside a bar hoping some chick stumbles out.
Right?
Let's get to the calls. Is that Fort Worth, Jay?
It is.
All right. So I live on Westheimer, near the West Chase District, so I see it all. One day I'm pulling up the specs, and there's a police truck in the specs, and there's a homeless dude right there. I don't know if y'all familiar with Westheimer and Old Farm, but that specs right there, there's a rock bed on the Westheimer side, and then there's a brick wall, then there's a specs. So I pull up, and this homeless guy is yelling at everybody that's parking their cars, and he actually drops an N-bomb. Now, when I hear him, my window's down. So I get out the car, and there's two black dudes parked next to me. They get out the car. And I'm looking at him, and then I walk off, and I hear this loud thud. So I turn around and look at my car, and the other guys look at their car, because they're like, did he throw something? We don't see anything. So I go in the store, come back out, put my arm on the armrest. He threw the rock at my sunroof, shattered the glass, and took off running. Now, do y'all remember a couple months ago, a dude made the news where somebody ran over a homeless guy?
Yeah. Was that you?
Same dude. Same guy.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, because the security guard at Specs told me, he was like, hey, man, you heard about your boy that threw the rock at your sunroof. I was like, nah, what happened? They were like, I think he was at 59 and Soundview. I'm not sure, but it was in the area. And he was like, man, he asked the dude for money. The dude was driving an SUV Cadillac. And he said he asked the dude for money, and the dude told him no. So the homeless dude took both of his fists and slammed his fist on the dude's hood. So the dude backed up and ran over his legs. And now he's in a wheelchair.
Damn.
Oh, man.
But this is the crazy part. Before that, they told me, because like right there on Westheimer in between Hillcroft and Dunville, there's two apartment complexes. And then there's this grass median behind it. And that's where a lot of them live. And they always go to that spec. So it's cool. Like some of the homeless people that are cool, they talk to the spec staff. And they were like, man, the other day, the dude tried to mess with another homeless guy, and they stabbed him. So it's like,
oh my God,
he can't go into that specs on Old Farm anymore.
That's crazy.
You sure he can go anywhere? He's been stabbed and run over. I'm not sure he's got many life left.
Dude. Well, yeah, I wouldn't recommend he go. But yeah, that happened. Like, that happened, and I had just pulled up to the specs. I mean, I don't want to brag about what I drive, but let's just say, if you saw your sunroof shatter, it would hurt your heart.
I'd be hot, brother. I would be hot.
Hey, have a good weekend, Jay.
All right, we got plenty more to get to. Lamont, we see you. We've got plenty more if you want to be in on the show. We got some openings on the phone. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on Twitter with Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects till 4 right here on ESPN 97.5. We were talking about the do's and don'ts and the homeless people. Or should we say transients? Is that the official word? In
is
the Houston
it,
area?
Is there a, are we trying to be politically
correct?
Yeah,
I was going to say homeless people. Is that why, not politically
why
correct?
Why not start now? We've had our grace period for months.
But this caller or this texter did have a good point. I lived out of my car for a while. Prepaid phone was absolutely necessary. Just trying to get a job. You can't do it without a phone. Totally agree. Totally agree.
True.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you're asking for money and you have headphones and a phone and you're, seems like excessive to me at that moment. I'm not giving you money to support your headphone habit.
Now, I volunteered down.
Not doing it.
At a shelter down off of Fannin. And the good thing about that was if you were in search of a job, they gave you, there was a phone with a voice recorder. And there was a computer that could be used for resumes and or for emails. So that was cool because aside from like hot meals and in like a hot kitchen where you could get food, they actually had the resources so that they could try. And people would drive. I dropped off a lot of clothes there, work like clothes, because guys were constantly trying to find decent clothes so that they could go to an interview.
Right.
So if they're trying, man, I'm all for that, helping them out.
Yeah.
All right. Lamont wants to get in here on homeless people. Lamont, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up, fellas?
What up, man?
Hey, you want to first start off by saying I help the homeless, man. I'm all for charity. Everything's given. My son and I, we go up to Pierce Elevated, underneath the Pierce Elevated, because I have an uncle that's homeless down. He's a crackhead or whatever, and he live down there. We go out there and try to help them eat, but, man, some of them dudes are straight-up savages. I have two stories for you, and I'll make it quick. Long time ago, there used to be, I don't know if it's still there, but on Montrose in Richmond or West Alabama, it used to be a stop and go. And I was coming out of a store, and a homeless dude was like, asking for money. And I make the rookie mistake of letting him know I had money. But I was like, man, I only got a big deal. The dude told me he can break it. And I was like, what? And I was all like, yeah, follow me to my car. He followed me to my car, and I went in and grabbed for the big 40. I wasn't going to do anything to him, but I just showed him the big 45, and he took off running to Bambolino's Pizza. My second story was doing security in college, doing security at an apartment complex. It was like a big unit, man. Apartment complex, doctors, patient out care, or whatever. And it had a parking garage, and, as a security guard, you know, my job was getting people off the premises. And this homeless dude, very recognizable, everybody that he used to see him, just tell him, hey, man, you know, get away, man. These women trying to walk by and stuff. And he started cursing me out and stuff like that. And, man, next thing I know, I'm getting off of work, 11 o'clock that night, and I'm walking in my car. And as I got closer to my car was sinking. The area was sinking more and more. And after I got up to my car, he spit crap, doo-doo, all across my windshield and left his drawers on my window. And I seen him like in the distance, and he just took off running, man. I was so pissed off, man. And when I seen him about 2 or 3 weeks later, I whipped his ass, man. That's all I have, fella.
Hey, you're one of the lucky ones, Lamont. You actually found the guy.
That is hilarious, dude. Crap all over his window. Not only did he boo-boo on the windshield,
he left his drawers.
He left his underwear there, too. That's awesome.
Well, we should have asked him. Was he running away covered up, or was that the only pair he had?
That is great. That's too funny, man.
Man.
Yeah, I like that. Somebody texted, based solely on his voice, I wouldn't fight Lamont. That was a text we just got. Just based solely on his voice.
He does sound like he's got some experience. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
we know him enough to know that he has military background, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did say that.
And he was a security guard, we just found out.
So yeah.
He's straight savages.
He's all Otis.
Chris wants to get in here. Homeless story. What's up?
I love that.
Chris.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I got a story about I used to work in Sugar Land for the utility company. And all the bums I would see on all the different corners. One time I got a lights out call at their house, or at a house, and I showed up, and it was all the bums that I seen. They all pulled together and was living in this house.
What?
Yeah.
And they had lights on?
Yes, lights. like they would all hold up signs that they would that they were homeless, but when. When I showed up, I recognized them. There was 10 or 12 of them that I would see around town on the corners.
Damn.
And straight up had a house.
That's a good
Lights
racket.
Out.
Wow.
Good for them. They got a house.
I'm going to tell you
something.
I guess you can't call them homeless at that point. They're just beggars.
That's a good point. Transient. Right?
Yeah, I know. And then one time I used to have a Mercedes where when it rained, the windshield wipers automatically came on. And one of the fools had his little scrubber trying to wash my windshield and broke my windshield wiper because it automatically came on.
Oh, see? See? That's going to happen to you guys.
You had to be very happy about that.
Oh, I'd be pissed if that happened. Appreciate the call, Chris. That's going to happen to one of you guys.
I'm going to tell you this.
You're letting them do that.
Before. I've done that.
I'm going to tell you something. The other resourceful people, you know what they do?
What?
They go down to storage units. Especially the storage units, 24-hour, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
You buy a storage unit, you think about it. Once you're in, there's public restrooms. There's air conditioning and heating.
Oh, that's
there's
true.
Electricity. And so they
rent
had this
cheaper.
Down in Midtown. Yeah, they had – it was one price does it all, and people were living in storage units.
Ugh.
And so they had to finally cut it off saying, you know, at 10 p.m. You can't be in your storage unit, and you have to let us know if you have to get something out and make it all these different rules because people were literally paying, like, what, $150 to $200 for a small storage unit and turning it into, like, a studio.
Damn.
Absolutely.
Yep. And electricity's free, and the bathroom's free, and all that.
Jeremy Markle said Lamont's story was story of the year. That was a good story.
Yep.
That was pretty damn funny. I would be so mad. That's something that would happen to me. Something like that, a dude would just crap on my windshield and leave his underwear. And people would be like, that doesn't happen. It does. Like, crazy things like that happen to people all the time.
Ironically, the poop on his windshield could have been the poop I left in the FedEx box that I wanted someone to steal off my doorstep.
It could have been. It definitely could have been.
Matthew, you want to get in here real quick? You want to talk about a homeless story? What do you got?
Yeah, okay. So I was running through Jimmy John's to get a sandwich one day, and I hate mayonnaise. And they put mayonnaise all up in the sandwich, so at the stoplight, I was going to hand it off to the homeless guy right there. And so it's open, so I hand him the bag, and he's like, what's wrong with it? And I said, oh, it's got mayonnaise on it. I don't need mayonnaise. And he handed me the sandwich back and says, I don't like mayonnaise either.
What?
That's dude, what I'm saying, man.
That's crazy. See, I just don't understand I don't understand that. I get it. You know, I don't want people have their, I don't know, but when you're at a certain point in your life, the fact that someone is nice enough to give you a sandwich, just like you were saying with the pizza and the jackets and the shirts, that kind of stuff. See, and that's why I don't just go throwing around money to guys like that. I'll buy you some food or a drink or something like that. But, oh, man, I don't know.
I was taught at a young age, too, in one of the first jobs I had, they would say, you know, we're going to bring you guys lunch. And then they'd ask you, you know, what kind of pizza do you want? And everybody's shouting out, you know, pepperoni, sausage, whatever. They go, no, you know what? When we ask you what kind of pizza you is your favorite, you just say free pizza.
Yeah.
Because we're getting you free pizza. So we'll buy you about six pizzas, and I'm sure you'll find one that you can make do with.
Yeah.
You're not going to, like, if that's one dynamic, or if you ask me what kind of pizza I want, I'm probably, like, I'm going to be like, whatever. I'm not going to tell you.
You don't want to sound ungrateful. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with these guys. And look, these guys were, I still keep in contact with some of them, even though we don't live down there anymore. But they're not, because they're not homeless, right? But when you start taking care of them, and, you know, they have sons, grown sons, and families and everything like that. But yet they're going to, you know, you're starting to take care of them. Especially, like I said, if it's something like you're cold and you need a jacket, I'm giving you a jacket. You don't like the color?
Yeah.
Pretty sure the warmth level is the same.
Well, at least this wasn't you. This text said, I had a buddy who gave a homeless guy a double cheeseburger from McDonald's. The guy opened up the burger and smeared it all over my buddy's windshield. I'm fighting a homeless guy.
Yeah, I'm absolutely right.
Let the record show, right. I tried to fight a homeless guy before. If you do that to me, I'm fighting you. I don't care if you're homeless or not.
You try to fight a homeless
guy?
Yeah,
the guy that took my $5 that I chased through downtown. I was going to fight him.
Yeah.
The Spaghetti Warehouse.
Same guy I told you about.
Phantom Parker. Yeah, Phantom Car Park guy. Yeah, I'd have fought him if I caught him.
Same thing in the Randall's parking lot in Midtown when the guy knocked on my window and said he wanted money. And when I said no and he hocked a loogie on my window, I put the car in park and started chasing his ass down the street and said, you got two options. I'm going to whoop your ass right here in the street, or I'm going to go to Randall's and get the police involved. And dude's like hopping fences and trying to get away. I was like, man, I was mad as hell.
Hey, give me a quarter. No.
Dude, I was furious. And then I'm like, who's cleaning this crap? I had to go in and get paper towels in the grocery store. Oh, man. Don't get me started. All right. So, Alex, Jerry, JJ, we see you. We can get to you next. We're almost through the first hour. Kevin McHale wants to chime in. He wants to talk about game one of the NBA Finals. So, we'll get him on the show as well. You're welcome to join us along those same lines. HRNP listener line 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, continue to roll on, almost done with all the fun of hour number one, but continue to have people lining up to give us stories about their homeless experiences. With that being said, let's see who has been on the phone the longest. Let's try Jerry. Jerry, what's up? Jerry? Jerry, a radio down, volume up, or we got to let you go?
3, 2, 1.
Thanks for playing. All righty then. It looks like Barry's biggest fan is on line number one. JJ, what's up?
I think all y'all are my number one fans. I'm your number one fan.
I just did that to get the reaction I got. You couldn't see.
Barry knows I love him. I just, you know, we had my little 8th grade prom spat that I got my feelings hurt a little bit. But he's a comedian. He's good at it. So,
all right, brother.
I appreciate him. Anyway, I called you guys a long time. I was living in Raleigh in 2005, right? And I was with my wife, and I was in, you know, the really nice mall there, and this guy comes up to me in all in construction gear, and all around that area there was tons of construction going on. And he gave me this story, hey, you know, my wife's pregnant, she's over in Fayetteville, I need money for a bus. Guy seemed super sincere, kind of a young guy, and I was like, man, I felt kind of bad, so I gave him $10. My wife's like, that guy scammed me. And I'm like, well, you know, if he is, that's fine. I still feel good that I helped him out. Week later, we're in a similar area near that mall, and this guy comes up, starts telling me the story. It's the same dude with the same story. And so I said, Dad, come on, man. I mean, you're scamming me, right? So the guy just runs off. This is a true story, guys. You can look it up. It's in the news down in Raleigh. About 2 weeks later, the guy gets busted for panhandling. The guy had $183,000 in his bank account.
Damn.
All from pulling those scams.
180 of it was yours.
And still couldn't get the baby?
You couldn't get the Fayetteville, I guess, but you could have bought a plane ticket, I guess. But anyway, so
man.
That's my story. I know you guys got guys lined up, but you guys take care, man.
That's appreciate it, JJ.
Have a good weekend, JJ.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nuts.
$180,000?
See? That's why you don't give them money, man.
I'm telling you.
Buy them food and move on.
I think it was like a year ago, one of the news stations did a whole story about how these people scam. Like, they could have full-time jobs, but they make more if you get on the right corner or the right feeder road.
Cody Owens is saying that the homeless have their own communication methods through, like, symbols similar to, like, hieroglyphics or hieroglyphs.
Like when they, like in graffiti or?
I guess.
Y'all are giving them way too much
that's
credit.
That's what Cody Owens said.
Hey, Nick, and my man had $180,000 in the bank account.
He will fight you. He's an MMA fighter. He will whip your ass if you call him a liar, Nick.
Okay.
I just want you to know that. Lamont said if Texans or Houstonians think the homeless are aggressive, go to Sacramento. Apparently,
Sacramento. When we used to stay in Sacramento, anything after 8 o'clock at night, we stayed right across from the Capitol. But like a block or two from like they had like an outdoor mall leading to an indoor mall. It was literally like the Thriller video. After 8 o'clock, they just started coming out of the woodwork and they looked like literally they were ready to do the Thriller dance. And they all are coming at you and they're because there's restaurants and they're waiting to see if you're coming. You got any food? You got any food? You got any money? And it's like literally, it's like you're waiting for Vincent Price's voice to come over a loudspeaker somewhere. Because it was like we always said, you guys want to do the Thriller video and get some food? It's getting late. It was crazy in Sacramento. He's right. Yeah, Sacramento's nuts. It's the middle of nowhere, too.
Damn.
All right, John wants to get in here. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, the reason I was calling is I just wanted to chime in for a personal experience of what I know. That the guys that you were talking about, the ones that spare the stuff all over the windows, or the haka gooby, they're probably mentally ill too. So when you deal with homeless, you gotta remember that a lot of those people, you say the wrong thing, or like they give them the wrong amount of money, they might turn on you.
Yeah, that's a good point, John, but that doesn't preclude them from an ass-whooping if you crap on my windshield. You can be crazy. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Or spit on my windshield. You asked. I said no. So we tried, and it didn't work out, right? But if you're going to start doing something to literally inflict damage on my property or me, we got a problem.
He also trying to say at the end there that if you do give them money, they kind of think that you do have money, and they
no, I think
you?
He said the wrong amount. Like, if you give them $1 and they want $5, okay, then they're okay. That might flip a switch.
Or if they want money and you give them food or a gift card, they're not going to take too kindly to that. So,
yeah.
I take it that Alex also wants to talk about a homeless story. Let's try Alex.
What's up with the interns not putting on the
subject?
What the subjects are about? Are these the new interns doing this?
Yeah, I think so. Alex, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing? Listening to the show every day.
Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Hey, man. I used to be in the Marine Station out in California, and about every 2 or 3 months, man, we go to Vegas. But one time we were cruising up the Strip, and we see this guy, pretty clever sign. It read, "Dad was killed by ninjas, need money for karate lessons."
Nice.
So, man, these people were just lining up, giving this dude money, $5, $10, $20, man. And so we posted up about 30 feet away and just watched this guy for about half an hour. And just he probably made at least $200 just sitting there.
That's crazy.
Drunk people just coming by, giving him money, you know. But that's my story. Love the show, guys. Listen to every day.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Think about it, in Vegas, between the drunks and the people that just hit it big or won money, that have money that they can just.
You're going to be homeless.
Disposable. Yeah. That's a good spot.
That would
do
be
something
the place.
Great.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I'm with you on there. Lamont has another good point. He's like, pro tip, when fighting a homeless, or if you're about to, always consider that they could have HIV, hepatitis B, or some other disease.
Correct.
Yeah. You're like, hold on, let me put on this hazmat suit before I whoop your ass.
Let me put these gloves on.
Zip. Yeah. Let me get all this stuff on first. Spray myself down with Lysol. Spray you down with Lysol.
You'd be going, hey, would you use this Purell before we duke this thing out?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to bathe in this hand sanitizer before I whoop your ass. Yeah, that, I don't know.
That is legit, Nick. Barry would be like, hey, could you use this Purell before we get into this? And here's some toothpaste and mouthwash. That breath is kicking. You're killing me right now, and I don't want to give you that advantage. Let's get Carrie in before the break. Carrie, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I have a good experience with them.
Okay.
I'm out here in Lamarck, and there's this man, woman, a toddler, and a baby. Okay, well, there's a pizza place right there where they're standing at. And I just bought them a $5 pizza and a $2 2-liter. And believe me, when I gave it to them, they stopped what they were doing and started eating that pizza right there.
Damn.
You know, so that, you know, that's what makes me feel good. I like to see that.
Yep.
I don't, you know. And that's it. Love the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
I'll tell you this, Nick, and I don't know if you see him or not, but there is like a family right as you turn off of 59 feeder onto Chimney Rock to head towards the station, I think it is. And they, I think one of them is an ex-military. But I switched it up now because I don't live downtown anymore. I bring them like food and things like that. They are so appreciative. And to the caller's point, they eat it right away. That, you know, they're always,
I haven't noticed what you're talking about, but...
And so I definitely would always make sure I bring them food.
When we first started the Cage Door, I wanted to do some things using that website. Since it was a local, you know, Houston MMA-based website, I wanted to kind of do some things for the community. So the first thing we did is we got a bunch of fighters to volunteer with us, and we hooked up with some local businesses, and we made lunches to distribute to the homeless. Mm-hmm. And I get for most of them – were appreciative, they were nice, they were polite, you know what I mean? Like, but there were some that we had limited resources. Everything we got was donated. Like Kroger's donated like 1,000 bananas or something like that, and we would use that. And this the Cajun Stop donated bread to make the sandwiches and honey baked ham. So, you know, we had limited resources. And so we were like, you know, just one per person. And you would see people like get one, come back, or they and try to get another one. Or someone would be like, I can only have one. It's like, yeah, we're trying to feed everybody, dude. Like, that's the one thing that's like, you know, if someone's helping you, just don't be a dick. Like, don't be, I don't get that.
I think if you're the person that's the helping hand or trying to provide, but you're just so thrown off by the fact that they're saying that too. Like, you're like in shock. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you throw the sandwich back, going, "I wanted peanut butter and jelly. I don't eat ham," or something like that. Come on, man, you're hungry.
But I'm with him on that. When you help someone and they're, you know that it's helping them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can see them sitting and eating, and you feel good, and you know they feel good.
All right, Robert. Before the break, what's up?
Hey, so I got a story about calling one of those guys bluffs that always come up with a sob story. It was back in college, like 15 years ago. I was going to school at Stephen F. Austin and up in Nacogdoches, and his story was he was coming from somewhere but needed to get to Jacksonville, which is a little town 45 minutes away. And at the gas station, I said, "Oh, hey, I'm going that way," which I was. I kind of ushered him into my truck and said, "I'll give you a ride. Come on, let's go." Got him in my truck, and the look on his face when we got about 2 miles out of town was he turned into a ghost because he knew that that's not where he wanted to be and where he wanted to go. And took him all the way to Jacksonville, and his sister's house that he needed to get dropped off at miraculously just appeared out of nowhere as soon as we got into town. I was like, yeah, just up here on the left. I said, yeah, that's that one right there. And he got out, and the look on his face was like, no, he really was stuck in a town. He didn't need to be in.
So, dude, that's hilarious, dirty. Robert.
I wouldn't suggest doing that because you never know what they, you know. I was dumb at 20, and I was playing football for, you know, Stephen F. Austin. I was a big dude. Wasn't really worried about this little guy, you know, running up on me. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, they get caught in their lie. And that dude, I guarantee that day, regretted with his little story.
Right.
Good stuff, dude, Robert. Thanks, man. Barry would be more worried about the upholstery in his truck.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you can ride in the back.
You think Purell's going to ruin the leather?
You can hop in the bed, and I'll drive you to the next town.
Oh, see? Forget the safety involved. At least the sanitary.
No, I'm not worried about the safety.
Fine.
That's why I carry a gun. But, you know, I don't want to have to clean out my...
And on that note, we got one in the books and two to go. Plenty more show. Why don't we get to some NBA Finals, some Astros, Rockets. And lots of other things as we continue to roll on with what seems to already be a great Friday. If you want to be a part of it, feel free, 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line, or hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.